Red wine for longevity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Red wine for longevity. This is what the scientists are telling us today. Every day we seem to have some new information, some new vital information that can help us very much. The attitude of aging is touching the lives of everyone. Of course, every human being from the time you're born, you get older as the years go by. And these things have touched our lives, and we are facing them economically as a very great resource dwindler, because people are living longer and needing more help, needing more medicine, needing more care, and getting involved in the world. And red wine seems to help them to maintain a healthier body. Now, this is all well and good. Maintaining a healthy body is beautiful, and red wine has been told that it's something beneficial. What's going to happen when you've got a healthy body? What's going to happen when you have a healthy mind? What's going to happen with your age? Is it going to matter that you're younger or older? Is it going to matter that the years go by or don't go by? Is it going to matter that you remain young? I always claim that I'm 25 years old, and I have been 25 years old, and I enjoy being 25 years old. I am that in attitude. I am that in body and mind and everything I do. I am just a 25-year-old person. Now, am I making myself a fool? Am I fooling myself? Am I telling myself something that could never be? Am I playing a joke on my reality domain? And some people might say yes, and others might say no. Just like red wine, how is that going to benefit us? Well, scientifically, they say that the chemicals in red wine have a way of stopping the aging genes that are working in the system of the body. Well, we have found that when we can think young, when we can act young, when we can live young, and be young in every area of our being, somehow, some way, miracles seem to happen for us, and our bodies, our mind, and our soul, spirit, mind, and body, we live in a more youthful environment and a more youthful body. Now, that's an interesting word, too, environment. When we are living in our ideal spirit, mind, and body, when we are living in our youthful spirit, mind, and body, we live in a youthful environment. Because if we were to live in an aged environment, like an old folks' home, or if we were going to live in a nursing care home, which we may need, if we're going to live in those places, then we best just consider that we're getting older and we're going to be older. Now, can you mentally move out of a nursing home? Can you mentally move out of an old age residence? Can you mentally move away from people who think old thoughts, who talk about being old, who act old? And the answer is yes. Now, it's not always so easy. I mean, we have not another income, and our residence and food and things are being taken care of, and this is being taken care of because we have a certain age. And if we don't proclaim that age, we don't get that service. Although people will say, you're going to get that service anyhow, because when you, if you don't proclaim that age, you're a little cuckoo, you're a little strange. And perhaps that's true too. If we are going to go around in this world and live in our youthful attitude, people will find us strange indeed. And the more youthful we act, the more strange they'll find us. Now, can we act youthful without acting objectionable to society? That's a big feature. It's just like, can you drink red wine and not have yourself become inebriated and become objectionable to society? Now, how are you going to think young and not be objectionable to society? Well, the best way to do that is just to think young, to think that you are enjoying things, that you are sparkling with life, that you have vitality and enjoyment in all the things you do and all the attitudes you have and all the ways you are. People love to tell how old they are, even children. Oh, I'm 3.5 years old, I'm 4 3/4 years old, I'm 5.5, and you see, and as we get older, we leave the decimals off, but we continue to say, I'm 10, I'm 15, I'm 20, oh, 21, 21, and then I'm 30, and then 40, and 50. And we seem to take pride in the fact that we are saying that we are that age, as though it's some great accomplishment for us to have achieved the age of 50. My goodness, or the age of 60. I find it charming that they have a well-published book that comes for the those who are over 40, over 50, over 60. And it's a book, techniques that have been successful for the sexual life of any person who is over 40. And you open up the book, and it's a book full of blank pages. Well, that's just the way it should be. It should be a book full of blank pages. Because no one can tell you how you should respond to sex. You say your body does, or your mind does, or your relationships do, and the world around which you live does. No, it doesn't. Every person responds to sex in their own very special way, because it seems to be a very private matter. It's a very special thing that goes on in the lives and the bodies and the souls of two people. It's very special. Now, that same very special thing should be going on in us as we are getting younger, as we are thinking younger thoughts. We don't go out and say, I'm a young person, I'm a young person, and you got a snow on the roof, you know. And you go out and say, I'm 25, and they say, oh, really? I know when you were born. And you see, I don't go around telling people that I'm 25. I tell people that I'm talking to about age, and I'm talking to about philosophy, but in general, I don't say anything. I just act very dynamic, very youthful, very wonderful. And people look at me and they say, my goodness, you look like you're 29. And I don't want to correct them and tell them that I'm 25, because, I mean, they're getting close. And maybe that's all they can see for themselves. But you see, we have the opportunity of living in our life, living in our body, living in our experience, in whatever manner we like. Now, do you want to live in your life, in your mind, in your body, in your experience as a youthful person? Then if you do, act that way and be that way and don't tell anyone about it. You look at a young person, you say, he's 15. You just know it. He's acting like it. He has the attitude of it like, and he has all of the appearances of it. And another person, you say, I can't tell their age. It's amazing, but I just can't tell. I would think that maybe they're 18, and they're 28, or they're 30, and they retain that beautiful 18 attitude about themselves, that 18 philosophy, and they look gorgeous, and they look wonderful, and they act dynamic, and they act youthful, and they act with that innocence yet. Yes, yes, that innocence yet. That experience that life that has not been put to the tests, they still live in that innocence. And would that we could live in that innocence all of our life. How wonderful that would be. I would recommend to each of us, and especially to me, that I don't tell anyone how old I am. I don't have anyone guess at how old I am. I don't have anyone presume to know how old I am because they have seen it written somewhere or something. I have everyone looking at me and saying, what a young man. What a dynamic young man. What a vital, dynamic, alive young man. What a fantastic young man. And you say, boy, you do wish for a lot, don't you? No. So, if this is what I want, this is how I act. I act like a dynamic, youthful, vital young man. I am unconditionally loving. I love everyone equally, including myself. I love everyone, and I am unconditional in my love. I am youthful and dynamic and forceful and powerful and just wonderful in everything that I do. And everyone who looks at me, they feel good. They feel good. They don't know why. They feel delight. They feel useful. They don't know why. They feel filled with energy and filled with enthusiasm and filled with joy. And they don't know why. But I do. Because that's the kind of life I live. Now, red wine could help, and not necessarily could help, but whatever. Whatever I empower it to do, it does. And what really empowers me to be the young person I espouse, to be the young person that I am, to be the young person I live as a young person, I think as a young person, I act as a young person, I am the vitality, the liveliness, the allness of youth. When you choose this for yourself, then youth is yours. When you choose this for yourself, then red wine or no red wine, you will be the youthful, dynamic being that you really are. Let this be what is going on in your consciousness as it is in mine. I think youthful thoughts, I think dynamic thoughts, I think thoughts that are filled with enthusiasm and joy, I think unconditionally loving thoughts, I think thoughts that express who and what I am, and I am who and what I am. And so are each of you who are in my world. Because I am this youthful, dynamic being, I can only see you as a youthful, dynamic being. And as a youthful, dynamic being forever. Are you ready for that type of a experience? I know I am. So join with me and claim this for yourself today and know that you are youthful and dynamic. And red wine for longevity? Well, why not? Tastes good. But what goes on in my mind is most important. I love you. I love you. I love you.